人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事，欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常荣幸的在西雅图中文电台的直播间迎来了两位嘉宾，他们分别是华盛顿州众议员蔡美玲，美玲泰，State Representative of Washington State. It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
还有一位是孙龙峰老师，他今天给那个蔡议员当翻译，谢谢孙老师。
亲爱的观众朋友们，晚上好，谢谢小袁台长，上情邀请，谢谢。
我们之所以请到蔡美玲议员来到我们西雅图中文电台呢，是因为前不久华盛顿州州长英斯利他签署了就是 HB 209法案，也就是将每年的农历新年设定为华盛顿州认可的节假日，这对我们亚裔社区、华人社区都是一件非常重大的事情。那么蔡美玲议员呢，她一直在推动这件事情，她也是这个议案的发起人，所以呢我们非常有幸的请到米玲来到我们的电台。你讲。
今天呢我也觉得非常荣幸因为呢我在3月13号我也是应邀呢这个参加了这个 HB 2209的这个签字的这个生效成法律的这个过程，目睹了这个过程，所以今天呢在这里呢能够跟大家呢一起分享，我感到非常的荣幸。同时呢我也是 Newcastle 的市议员，而且呢我在这个去年和今年的听证会上都呢也做了这个慷慨陈词，就是表明了我的观点，为什么要支持把我们的农历新年作为华州的法定节日。谢谢。
So I have to translate into English to the reason we invite Representative Milin Tai to our studio is on March 13th, Governor Inslee signed the bill HB 2209, and then every year the Lunar New Year becomes the state recognized holiday, and this is a big event for the Asian community and the Chinese community in Washington State. And Representative Milin Tai is the major sponsor of the bill, and she has been pushing for this bill to be passed in the legislative for a long time, and it's our honor to have her, to share her insights and the adventure of the bill.
Thank you. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak to Chinese radio audience. As share, I have the honor to sponsor the bill. That's the technical part, but really, in my heart, being an Asian woman, somebody who believes so deeply that our culture heritage is so rich, so beautiful, that it's not only deserved to be shared with the rest of the world, but as many of us now, being the citizens of the United States, our cultural heritage also need to be recognized and celebrated in the country we call home.
我觉得呢作为一个亚裔的女性我深切的感到呢，我们的这个亚裔的文化如此的丰富，如此的美丽，还有我们的亚裔的传统，我们的历史我觉得呢应该呢非常非常值得跟世界，跟我们整个的国家分享。那么那我这个一直在多年的努力，致力于把我们的这个富有丰富传统的文化和节日能够被法定上以这个泉州的这个名义上承认，我觉得这是非常非常必要的，而且是非常美丽的事情。
Ever since I was elected in this position in 2018, my very first session in Olympia, I still remember somebody asked me, well, so you are the first refugee elected to serve in the Washington State Legislature. Do you think, or do you know if you have anything new to offer to our state? And I say, yes, I have all the intention to make sure that the Asian American culture and the people will be recognized and acknowledged. And one of the first pieces of legislation that I worked on was the resolution to celebrate and recognize Lunar New Year in 2019. And every year that happened, that was one of the way to build our community and to get our community together on one goal and one mission. And finally, it's realized. And so I'm very happy.
当我在2018年这个首次当选为华盛顿州的众议员的时候，当时呢这个当时很多人都问我，那你有什么新的这个一般我们来说新官上任三把火吧你有什么新的这个设想和新的这个主张和这个法案当时他说有啊，我有一些新的想法那当时呢就是他就是把我们的农历新年当时以这个华盛顿州的这个名义就设定了一个 resolution， 就是一个法定的名义呢先承认就是肯定鼓励我们呢要庆祝农历新年，然后推广农历新年的这个文化，这个是当时呢就是促成的。当然呢他心里呢还有一个想法，他知道呢要经过漫长的历程如果能够把它立法，但是呢他成为立法者，这是他的开始。
我想就是这个历程还是有一波三折的，而且呢之前也有几次都是这个提案是被否决的。那么您是不是承受了什么样的压力，就是社区会不会对您的提案有不同的意见，然后您是就是怎么处理这样的不同的意见或者压力的？
Yeah, so you know, it's not really I think it's not a smooth journey, and it has some obstacles and challenges. So how did you overcome the barriers and obstacles to really to make this to become a reality? I'm sure you experience a lot of, you know, up and downs. And would you please share with us?
Oh, boy. You know how it is. Sometimes you want to remember the good and really try hard to forget the not so good. Anytime there's something new, people are uncomfortable. And I think, I remember, in conversations, when I first introduced the resolution celebrating Lunar New Year. And, one of the things we do is to ask my colleague in the house. And the way I work, I like to making sure, especially for a policy like this, it's about cultural heritage. I want to make sure that Republicans and Democrats really come together and support this kind of work, because really regardless of where you are, which legislative district you represent, I bet they do have Asian American as their constituent. So when I approach my colleague and ask them to co-sponsor the resolution, it's always all these questions. Why do you think we need it? You people already celebrated. You have a Chinatown. We don't think this is necessary. Do you want to celebrate a person, like somebody who contribute to your community more than this? Because I don't know. There's many Asians, but only few Asians celebrate Lunar New Year. If we support Lunar New Year, what happened to people who, like from Thailand, who celebrate New Year different calendar, or like people in other part of Asia? You know, those are good questions. At the same time, those are the questions aim to separate and not aim to unite. I remember when I was, I want to say I was probably in my 20s, and there was an event held in Chinatown. It was about one of our elderly who wrote a book about the history of the people who live in Chinatown. I was curious because I always thought of Chinatown as a business place with markets and restaurants, not so much a place where people lived. So I came and attended, and there was five men talking about their experience living in Chinatown. And one of the things that I went away and remember most after 20, 30 years now was their conversations of one is a Filipino man, the other is a Chinese man, another is a Japanese man, another who identifies himself as Malaysian Chinese. I can't remember what was the fifth person. But they say, we keep feeling like we don't have a symbol for us Asian. And somebody throw out the dragon, somebody throw out a lion, somebody throw out a phoenix. And in the end, everybody agree on a bowl of rice and a pair of chopsticks, because that is what we all agree. That's how we identified ourselves. That story stay with me. And whenever I do anything, I want to do something that would help build our community together and not tear us apart. And so that was, you know, one of my answers to some of these multiple different kinds of questions or reasons why people would not want to support. And as you see, even though the in 2023, when I sponsored the bill, the same bill celebrating Lunar New Year, but written in the way that it would be an official fiscal holiday, meaning people who work for government, state government, will get a payday off. That's for you too, San Lao Shu. You would as a state right employee,
yeah.
But it didn't pass.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is because exactly that we still having to negotiate the value of our holiday. And so this year, I have to write a different bill, and making it a observed official holiday. It means that we have more work to do. It's never an end. And I have a next goal is to make Lunar New Year our national holiday.
Wow. So, I will try my best to capture. And, you know, 就是说我们现在回顾一下这个历程。通常呢大家都会忘记不愉快的这个消极的方面。我们记住的是美好的积极的一些方面。那现在呢我记得很清楚当时呢我想这个就是2018年我第一次就说要把这个农历新年作为一个以这个正式的决议就是肯定农历新年，鼓励大家庆祝，鼓励大家推广。那当时呢，在这个参议院就是众议院众议院我的同事们就问了一些问题。他当时也考虑到了共和党呢，他们当然也会提问，但是提问的话呢，他心里非常的有自信，因为他们也有选民呢，他们的选民有很多也是有这个都是我们亚裔的。那应该呢也应该有这个支持的这个群体的这个基础然后呢很多的人呢问了好多的问题，比如说你们已经有中国城了，你们已经这个就说的就是已经自己在庆祝了但是呢我们也发现不是所有的亚裔都庆祝，只有少数的人庆祝那你的目的是什么呢？是要庆祝某个人吗？而且为什么需要还要这样做呢？如果我们要这个肯定这个农历新年的话，那其他的活动呢，其他的节日那我们怎么办？所以他呢就是现在呢他又给我们提到了他在20多年以前，在他20多岁的时候，他呢这个去了一次中国城这个呢到20-30年以后，他现在依然记忆犹新。他当时呢在他的当时他去中国城的这个经历呢改变了他原始的对中国城的看法，因为他只是原来觉得中国城只是一个商业呀餐馆呢这么一个这个聚集的地方。但是那次他在中国城他参加了一个活动，有5位呢这个亚裔男士，也有来自这个这个中国的泰国的印度尼西亚的，还有他忘记了第5位是来自哪里的。他们呢就是分享了他们的心声，他们说你看我们就是来到这里我们呢就觉得我们的大家的这个我们没有我们的共同的一个标志，共同的一个符号，共同的一个说到我们的文化的传统，我们的象征。他想到龙啊，又想到了是什么什么灯笼啊什么什么的之类的这些文化的一些元素。但是我们觉得其实我们5个人来自不同的亚洲国家，我们所共同分享的其实是一碗米饭和我们共同用的筷子。所以这个呢对我的心灵呢触动很大。所以这么多年以来我就坚信我所做的是为了把我们的社区聚集在一起，凝固在一起不容许任何人分开，把我们分开，分裂我们。所以这也是我的多年以来这么一个想法。那我当选为众议员以后我当时这个极力的提议我们农历新年以这个华州正式的提议表彰宣传推广。后来呢所以说的又正式的打算把这个农历新年在去年想把它作为一个法定的这个带薪的节日。也就是说如果您是这个州政府工作的，包括教师啊州政府工作的人员，所以休息一天还可以呢这个带薪休假。 但是呢，因为有这个，这要涉及到好多的部门，包括这个财政方面的预算，所以呢，去年呢也因为种种其他原因没有通过。那么今年呢，就做了修订，修订了呢，把它作为一个就是在华州我们这个正式的这个节日，但是呢，依然不是带薪的一个节日。所以呢，我觉得路还很长，我们以后呢还有需要做的。所以下一个我的努力是要把我们的农历青年把它作为全美国的正式认可的节日。怎么样？
很好，
台长。
那成为全美国的一个节日，就是参议员您有什么计划，就是怎么样做到怎么样推动使它成为全美国的节日。
Yeah, so you know, regarding making Lunar New Year as a national recognized holiday. So what are your plans, like the steps? How are you going to carry out your plan to make it a reality?
Thank you for the question. First of all, I need all of your help. I need your help to write to, first of all, your city mayor. City mayor is Mayor Lynn Robinson. And write to her in Chinese. She can find people who translate for her. And say you heard Representative Milin Tai on the radio saying that we need to write to you and ask you every time she go to any national conference, she is going to speak for the people that she represent in the city of Bellevue, to support the legislation sponsored by Congresswoman Grace Meng to make Lunar New Year our national holiday. And then for those of us who do not live in Bellevue, wherever you live, do the same thing. But I'm going to ask further to write, and you can write as an email or you can write as a letter and send it to your city, to your state representative, to your state senator, asking them that when they go to national conference or to speak with what we call the congressional delegation, because we have legislative district as a state, we also have congressional district. And so write to them and tell them to support Congresswoman Grace Meng, who sponsored the bill, the legislation to make Lunar New Year national holiday. And we're not done yet. If we have friends and family and relative who live in the other 49 states in the United States, ask them to do the same thing. And you can write in your own language. The only things you need to write in English is the name of the person you want to address it to and ask them to please have it translated. Because that is coming from your heart. In your letter, tell them why this is important to you. And not only that, tell them why this is important for the United States of America. That when Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islanders see themselves as part of this country, it benefits us all. We can always come together and celebrate more. There's no less.
Okay, let's have a break first.
This is 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and KPNW 98.9 FM HD3 Seattle.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
生生有情
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
再次温馨提醒大家，疫情虽然已经过去，但你仍需要接种有助针对新变种病毒的2023至2024年度 COVID-19 疫苗。一旦感染，可有助降低长期 COVID 风险。如果你没有保险，仍然可免费接种疫苗。如果你觉得出现症状，请马上进行检测，以便在必要时获得正确的治疗。详情请致电1-800-525-0127，并按井字键了解详情。本广告与华盛顿州卫生部合作。骗子以假装提供帮助的方式对人们实施诈骗，致使个人财产遭受重大损失。最开始以常规通话的形式提示您的账户存在欺诈行为，但很快语气变得非常严肃。他们声称您的账户或退休账户资金存在风险，您必须将资金转移至安全账户，这是诈骗。请勿将资金转移或转账至安全账户，凡是让您转移资金的都是骗子。如果您将资金转移至安全账户，您的资金将遭受损失。详情请访问 ftc.gov/languages/chinese。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧，广告热线2066198698，2066198698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目的节目现场，今天我们的嘉宾是华盛顿州众议员蔡美玲米林泰，还有纽卡斯的市议员孙伦芬 Sam Burford。 那孙老师是给我们做翻译啊，那我们请那个孙老师给刚刚那个蔡议员在广告前的那段话做一下翻译。
刚才提到了，就说要为了让我们的农历新年成为全美国的这个节日，首先呢，谢谢您的提问。其实呢，我在这里，当然我需要大家的支持。这个众人拾柴火焰高啊，所以大家呢，您目前您如果是在贝尔维尤的居民，请您呢给贝尔维尤的市长写信啊，可以是电子邮件，也可以是书信的方式啊。您呢可以用您的中文，因为呢市长呢有人会帮他翻译成英文啊，就是表达您的心声。因为就是发自您内心的就是希望呢支持呢美国这个国会议员Grace 明
孟昭文，
对，孟昭文他的提议，他的这个就是要成为立法，要把农历新年成为全美国的认定的法定的节日就是呢表达支持，就是共同的心声如果您不住在贝尔维尤，您住在周边的所有城市，请您呢就给您当地所在的这个市长和负责的这个官员通过电子邮件或者是书信都可以，因为呢就是用您自己最熟悉的语言，然后呢都会有人呢帮助您翻译成英文，翻译成他们需要的文字那还有呢您的朋友那就是更因为就是全美国的范围的，我们需要大家共同的努力，希望呢在其他的49个州，我们美国50个州，在其他的49个州跟您的亲朋好友宣传推广让大家呢都给当地的政府的官员写信，然后呢他们就会给他当地的立法机构就会共同的支持我们这个美国国会议员Grace 明他的中文名字叫
孟昭文
孟昭文我们国会议员的他的提案这样的话呢，我们这个全美国亚裔的努力，还有呢不一定都得是亚裔因为我们有很多支持我们农历新年的社区的多元化的人士，
把大家都动员起来。这样的话呢，我们就共同的努力，大家在一起，我们就会越来越强大。目标就是要庆祝我们自己，要在一起。
嗯，很好。嗯，我很想知道，就是蔡议员，您刚刚前面提到过，您是华盛顿州议会的第一位就是难民当选为议员的，然后您能不能跟我们分享一下您当初以难民身份来到美国，然后经历了之后经历的一些事情，您的相关的经历。对。
Yeah, so I know you are the first refugee elected official in the state of Washington to be our state House representative. And please share with us, after you are elected and just around that time, your reflection and anything. Please share with us.
Yeah, your experience.
Your experience, yeah.
As a refugee.
Yeah.
And, yeah, coming to the United States.
Oh, boy. So, I think, thank you for the question to start with. I came to this country when I was 15, and that was in 1983. I miss my homeland very much. I remembered the excitement of finding out that you can turn on the water faucet in certain way that you can get hot water coming out. And that excitement went away very quickly when there was only two brands of soy sauce. It was so hard to find fish sauce. And when it's come to having hoisin sauce, so I could enjoy a bowl of pho, was so difficult. Even rice was different then. I honestly never thought that I would be in this positions I'm in. But I would say a lot of the things that happened in my life that have led me to this place, seeded from the stubbornness of refusing to forget who I am and who my ancestors are. Let's pause at that so Sun Lao Shu can help translate it.
Oh, thank you. So 首先谢谢您的这个提问。我呢作为难民，我是在1983年，在我15岁的时候来到美国。当时呢我就是现在记忆犹新的，就是我的这个思乡之情，浓浓的思乡之情。那我刚来的这个激动和兴奋当时刚来的几天我是非常的兴奋和激动。当我这个打开水龙头发现水龙头的这个打开的方式很神奇可以有冷水和热水所以我就觉得，但是这种兴奋和激动的这种情感很快呢就消失了。因为呢当时只有两种辣酱，还有呢很难找到这个鱼酱。那么这个越南的这个面条汤面就是不如这个味道不是很纯正的。还有当时的一些饮食。所以我就觉得就是这么多年我一直的在我的这个骨子里，我的一种拒绝就是改变自己，忘记自己是谁，一直呢提醒自己我是谁，我的根在哪里，我的祖先
是谁，在哪里，却一直深深的伴随着我，到现在还是如此。所以呢，不忘自己的根，弘扬自己的传统和文化，所以这也是我的一个使命。
The excitement of that hot water coming out the faucet quickly replaced with the sadness of not being able to communicate because I was fluent in French but did not know a word of English. And believe me, kids was not kind. I didn't have many friends in school, and when my counselor asked me, what do I want to become after graduating from high school, and when I told her my dream to become a geriatric physician, taking care of old people so that no grandkids would have to lose their grandparents. She told me that I need to change my dream because that's not possible for kids like me who could not speak English being an 11th grader.
当时呢，我就是悲伤啊，这种思乡之情非常的浓郁。那当时呢，我记得我在读书的时候，因为我当时呢语言不通，因为我呢法语非常流利，但是我呢不懂英文。当时呢，我的辅导员在跟我的这个交谈中，他问我你的梦想是什么？他说我的梦想呢就是要成为一名医生。专门去帮助一些老年人的医生，那这个辅导员就说那这个对你来说是不切实际的，因为我当时已经是11年级了，而且我英文呢都不懂，所以这个至今呢，刚才他还说到了，就说我今天做到我今天的职位，其实他的种子就是他一直没有忘记他自己是谁。
OK。Let's have another break on time.
肌肉骨骼。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的。大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮，请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698 206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501206-621-7501。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台正在直播的美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们非常荣幸的请到华盛顿州州议员蔡美玲，美玲。嗨，来到我们的直播间。那我们也非常有幸的请到纽卡索的市议员孙龙峰老师一起来参加节目，他主要是担任翻译啊。那我知道那个米林在那个在华盛顿大学读书的时候，曾经在中国城住过一段时间。那您对中国城也有深厚的感情，那您能跟我们分享一下那一段时间的经历好吗？
I know you stayed in International District in Chinatown when you were attending University of Washington, and please share your experience while you are staying in the Chinatown?
Yes, I would say that was, I think, the best part of my life. I attended University of Washington, and my family lived in Federal Way. So commuting back and forth, I mean, we couldn't afford my car, so I would have to transfer by bus, and that take a lot of time, went back and forth, and there was no affordable rental place at the university, and so I rented a studio in this building. It's a corner of 4th and Jackson. It's still there. A lot of the environment has changed, but I can tell you, looking back, living in Chinatown saved me. If I needed food, the Chinese market was there. I sometimes would just walk down on Jackson Street, and looking at old Chinese men and Chinese women who chat with each other and see the joy in their eyes, and thinking, you know, I can be one of them. And if their lives are okay, I think my life will be okay too. And I remember sometime attempting to talk to them, and they too didn't understand English. And I felt right at home. I felt that, I'm not very different from the people that look like me. And even though we don't understand each other language, just by sharing that common thing, the common theme that English is not our first language, and we all try very hard to not only survive, but to thrive, because we believe this, of all places, this is a place where we will have the opportunity not only for ourselves, but our future generation.
当时呢，我这个因为我在华盛顿大学读书的时候，我住在了中国城。因为呢，我的家呢，我的父母，我们是住在 Federal Way， 所以呢，离着这个华大呢很远。而且呢，我不能这个支付得起买一辆车啊，因为没有这个能力。当时也没有这个能够可以支付的这个住房啊，这个租的地方呢，可以。让我能够承受的。那么这个中国城呢，就提供了这么一个对我来说是非常可行的一个地方。其实呢，现在想起来，中国城呢拯救了我。因为当时呢，我可以这个近距离的，我可以买到我想我需要的食物。还有呢，时常的跟这些老人们呢，会看到他们在街上，他们谈笑风生在一起，他们的笑脸让我觉得哦我以后我的生活也会像他们一样这么开心。尽管呢有的时候我特别想跟他们交流，但是呢因为呢我不懂汉语他们也不懂英文，也不懂越南话，所以呢尽管我们不能在语言上交流，但是我还是找到了我们共通的，因为我们有共同的这个传统，我们有这个互补的这种文化而且我们有共通的之处，我们都不太懂英文，甚至不懂英文，所以呢让我就觉得在这里呢我的未来呢应该还是很美好的所以大致这就是在中国城当时的这个经历。其实他说的就是说大家还有一个共同的特点，我们都想生存，但是我当时讲了，我们不但要生存，因为我们是在这个美国，在这个国家，当时我就是充满希望，我们还要茁壮的成长，我们从生存，我们到过得兴旺。
对，他就是不仅仅要生存，而且也要那个兴旺发达。对。
对
了。我们知道就是米林他后来 也成了实现了自己的理想，成了一名医生。但是后来又就是担任那个贝尔维尤学区的总监，然后又竞选了议员，成了华盛顿州的众议员。那您是为什么会要从政的？
我们知道呢，we know that later on you actually you realize your dream. I believe you became doctor or pharmacist, right?
I am a pharmacist.
Yeah,
yes.
So 药剂师。So she became a pharmacist, and then she also became Bellevue School District Board of Director, and then later on.She became the elected official as our Washington State House Representative, also first refugee to be elected. So, can you share with us?
Yeah, what the prepared you to?
Yeah, so by looking back of your journey to become who you are today. Yeah.
I would tell you, it all came from love. It sounds cheesy. When I met students in the Bellevue School District, especially Asian students who told me it's very hard to concentrate in school because they feel sometimes they have to have a split personality, that they expected something at home and they expected something else in school. And they reminded me of me as that 15 years old in high school. So I feel a need to do something, to change something. So, I mean, that's how we progress, right? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we stay in one place.How could it be that 20, 30 years later, kids experience the same thing I did? Mm-hmm. And then the love of my people, my community, and when someone said people like me, who's refugee, who are no good, who would only come here and be criminals,I feel the need to defend my people, that no, we have values and we contribute. So in all honesty, I have no experience. I study to be a pharmacist. I love science. I love medicine. I love helping people. I have never dreamed of becoming a politician.I am what I'm doing right now, seeded deeply from loving my community, loving my people, and want to make sure my people get representation.
其实呢，一句话是源于爱。这个爱呢，我们理解成其实是一种博爱。可能呢，大家一听哦，爱可能听起来太普通了，是不是有点廉价？其实呢，我就想起来，我们的社区，我们需要呢有代表我们的。那这么多年来，我从来没有想到我会成为一个政治家。那我爱科学，我爱药学，那。我也爱我的人民和我的社区，这么多年来一步步走来，当时跟一些这个当时的学生们，我就发现了他们好像，他们每天有一种分裂性的这种性格，因为在学校啊，在这个公众场合，他们是一种行为，回到家里又是一种行为，那么多年以来的现在，何尝不是如此？所以呢？我当时就是这些源于爱一步步的走到今天，那现在回想起来呢，我所做的其实这些是种子深深的根植于 我心里，我时刻的牢记我是谁。还有呢，我真的是就是说，我们做所有的事情是为了我们的人民呢，我的人民，我的社区，源于这种真是深深的爱。
那因为我们节目时间有限，所以我们可能最后只有一两个问题了。首先呢，我也想通过我们电台感谢米林，就是蔡美玲众议员，给我们亚裔社区做出的巨大的贡献。就是他虽然经过很多的波折，但是呢一直坚持能够提出这个议案，然后最终在那个州的议会能够得到通过，并被那个州长签署成为法律。那么这个是对我们亚裔社区还有华人社区重大的贡献，所以我们在此对您表示感谢。
Due to the time limit, so we may only have one or two questions, and I'd like to take this moment to thank the tremendous contribution Mi Lin Tai has contributed to our community, and also due to your perseverance, your resiliency, and your continued leadership to really, really push forward and regarding this bill and to become a reality, not only pass from the House committee from the floor, also to the Senate committee to the floor, and then eventually for the bill signing by our governor. So thank you so much for really, really bring our Asian community together to have a true representation in the state of Washington. We thank you.
And I thank you for the Chinese community at large, for your support. And when we call for action, many of the community member took the time and signed on to support the bill in both the House and the Senate. I would hope that we continue to be in community and participate in civic engagement in the future.
Yeah, so I'd like to 我现在我想真诚的感谢我们的这个华裔的社区，广大的华裔社区就是您的积极参与和支持。那我们呢希望呢在这个就是从今以后还一如既往的这个活跃在社区中支持共同的行动把我们的这个呢我们的这个更多的理想和设想让它成功和实现。
那我们请我们的嘉宾蔡美玲议员给我们听众朋友说最后一句话。
Yeah, so we'd like to have our representative Mi Lin Tai to give a final remark and thought to our audience.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's absolutely a wonderful experience. I can't not express how much I feel being able to speak directly to you. Even though I can't speak your language, I hope you see me as part of your community. I hope you will let me know how I can be part of your community.
首先呢，我感谢大家呢，在这里呢给我这个机会，在这里呢，这么直接的跟您对话。尽管呢，我这个不会说呢中文，但是呢，我是把我自己作为华裔社区中的一个成员。我也希望您呢一如既往的支持我，而且呢帮助我，告诉我怎么能够进一步的更加的成为我们华裔社区中的一员。
非常感谢，也非常荣幸有蔡美玲议员成为我们这个社区的一员。
Yeah, we are so grateful and honored and thankful to have our state representative Mi Lin Tai as a part of our Chinese community.
Thank you.
谢谢 ，Thank you，Thank
you， 谢谢。